The backdrop of Maseches Horeis is the shoigeg, specifically the idea that if a person does an avera, even b'shoigeg, he needs kapara. Which, if you think about it for a moment, is a little bit of a chiddush. You would think that if a person would violate one of the 365 lavin in the Torah, and he does it with some form of malice, he was amazed, he needs kapara. But to the extent that he did it unintentionally, he's a shoigeg, why should he need kapara? Stating that, it's clear from the Torah that even someone that doesn't have aver b'shoigeg needs kapara. Just to give a few examples. Number one, the carbon chatas. The carbon chatas, which is maybe the carbon in terms of the amount of psuki ha-Torah and the amount of psuki zashas that we have that our nogeya it is brought for someone that does certain averes b'shoigeg. A ritzeach b'shoigeg has to go to Golos. The Parsha of Me'ila is primarily discussing somebody that benefited from Kachim B'shoigig. The intricate Parsha of Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav discusses somebody that was Tameh and B'shoigig either ate Kachim or entered the Beis HaMikdash. There are many rayas in the Torah that if a person does an Aveira, even B'shoigig, he needs Kapar. The question is why? If you look in the Rishonim, there seem to be two primary mahalchim, both of which are mentioned very succinctly by the Ramban in his Sharagmol. It's in the chelik of Sharagmol that's called Yisurim Shalahava. It's Ois Lamites and Men. The Ramban says, Umau chetoy. What is the chet of the person that did an aver b'shoik? Says the Ramban, Shaloi nizer ba'atzmai. The chet is that he wasn't more careful. And he wasn't afraid. He wasn't sittering from the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Ramban, the first reason why somebody that doesn't aver b'shoigig needs kapara is shaloi nizer ba'atzmai. He should have been more careful. It's true, there was no malice. But you know what there was? There was negligence. And because of the fact that he was negligent, he's what we would refer to in Chas as a poisheya. It's for that reason he needs a kapar. Says the Ramban, va'oi, there's another reason. Shekol davar ha'asar. Anything that a person does that's asar, melachle chanefesh, it makes the soul dirty. Umetama oisa. And it makes it tome. Dichsiv, as the Pasuk says, v'netmeisem ba. Lefichach, it's for that reason, nikra ha'shoike chayte. Says the Ramban, there's another reason. And that is, an avera is something that's dirty. An avera is something that's tumid. If somebody falls into the mud unintentionally, he's going to be dirty. If somebody touches tumah unintentionally, he's going to become tumid. In the same vein, says the Ramban, if somebody does an avera and he does it unintentionally, it doesn't matter, he's still going to be meluchlach, he's still going to be tumid. In other words, two reasons why someone that does an avera b'shoigeg needs kapara. The first, Shaloi Nizer Ba'atzma, he's a Peisheya. And because he's a Peisheya, it's for that reason he has some level of achrayas for what it is that came about as a result of his Peshiya. Number two, an Aveira is a Dover Meluchloch, it's a Dover Tomei, and if a person comes in contact with Lichloch or Tomo, even if he does it Peshoigeg, he is going to be somehow impacted by it, and it's for that reason the person that does the Aveira, Afilo Peshoigeg, is going to need Kapar. As it relates to Maseches Horeis, the component of Shoigeg that the Masechta focuses on is the Karban Chatas. It's actually the Kachim component. And in a way, Maseches Horeis is a little bit of a bridge between what it is we've been learning and what we're going to be learning in the home stretch of Shas, which is Seder Kachim. We're 2 weeks away from the first Mishnah of Maseches Vachim. But Horeis deals really with the Kachim component of Shoigeg, specifically the Karban Chatas. So I think it's just kedai to very, very briefly refresh our memory in terms of what exactly the Karban Chatas of the Shoigeg is, and with that we'll be able to jump into the Masechta. So a person that doesn't aver b'shoigeg, that had he done the mezid, he would have been chayiv karis, he has to bring a Karban Chatas. The Karban Chatas itself, the animal, can be either a kisva, a female sheep, or a se'ira, a female goat. So the Chatas always had to be in the keva, and when the man on the street is chayev Chatas, he gets to choose between a sheep and a goat. Either it's going to be a kispa or it's going to be a seira. Now, there are certain types of chatois where the einish is a little bit more nuanced. It's what's known as a carbon oil of a yair. It's a carbon oil of a yair. It's not a carbon oil. It's a carbon chatos. It's a carbon chatos where the type of carbon actually depends on the financial status of the chayte. So that it's not automatically, unequivocally going to be the kispa or the seira. If he could afford the kispa, the seira, that's what it's going to be. If he can't afford that, he has the option to bring two toirim or two bnei yoina. And if he can't even afford that, he's bedalei dalas, then he brought a karban mincha. When he's bringing the kispa or the seira, in the vernacular, it's known as a chatos kavua. If he's doing an avera that's subject to financial status, then the chatos that he's bringing is what's known as the oyla v'yayret. The Torah says that if a person was oyved avodah zarah b'shaygig, he's chayv chatos, because avodah zarah is a davish as doinei karis. That person, however, when he brings the carbon, doesn't have the option to bring either the kispa or the seira. It's a pasuk in the Torah. That person has to bring the seira. Another subcategory of the chatos is also a parish in the Torah, in the event that the Kohen Mashiach, that's the Kohen Gadol, who was Mashuach B'Shem and HaMishcha, if he does an Avera B'Shoigik Shaz Dainai Karis, the Allah is his Chatas was not a Kispa or Seira, it's not the Seira, but rather was a par. He brought a bull. The Melech, who did an Avera B'Shoigik Shaz Dainai Karis, his Chatas was a Sair. So it's a goat, but not a female, but rather it's a male. In the event that Roiv of Klal Yisrael did an Avera B'Shoigig, and they did it al Pi Ayraz Bezdin, as we're going to see very much in Horiyas Tav Beis, they had to bring what's known as the Par Helam Davish Al Tzibor, which, trick question, was a par, right? It's called the Par Helam Davish Al Tzibor. So again, it's being brought for doing an Avera B'Shoigig Shazdoinei Karas, and what is the animal? The animal is going to be a par. And finally, in the event that Roiv of Klal Yisrael did an Avera B'Ayraz Bezdin, the proverbial par helam davish al tzibur, but the avera was avodah zarah, there too, the parsha is a little bit unique. Klal Yisrael had to bring a par and a sa'ir, a little tricky. The par was an oila, and the sa'ir was a chatas. Again, what's the recap? Your classic chatas was either a kispa or seira, stating that is the parasha of oila v'yayret. In the event that a person is bringing a carbon chatas because he was oivet avodah zarah, it has to be the seira. The Kohen Gadol brought a par. The Melech, the Nasi, brought a sa'ir. The par Helam Davish Al Tzibur was a par. And in the event that it was avodah zarah that Rav of Klal Yisrael did, it's a par and a sa'ir. The par, ironically, shifts from being a chatas, now it's going to be an oila, and it's the sa'ir, it's the goat, that's going to bring a chatas. It's these halachos that's very much the topic of the very short Masechta that we're about to learn. Just one technical thing that's worth mentioning before we start the Masechta, and that is that if you look at the Masechta and you have a little bit of a Tfiyas Ayin on what a Daf Gemara is supposed to look like, we're 5+ years in, Rashi doesn't look so much like Rashi. Tosfos doesn't look so much like Tosfos. This looks like one of those Masechtas where Rashi is Nish Rashi and Tosfos is Nish Tosfos. So just two thoughts. Number one, Rav Reuven Margolis, in his first comment on the Tzaytzayar, says that it's pasha to any maven and any loymeid that Rashi and Masechtas Horius is written in a different signun. And as a result, it certainly doesn't feel like this is Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki. It doesn't feel like this is our Rashi. But says Rav Reuven Margolis, I'll prove to you beyond a reasonable doubt that it's actually not Rashi. And you know what his proof is? There's one time in Masechtas Horius, on Daf Yud Beis, that Rashi quotes a laz. He brings a word in another language, Kedarka B'Kodesh. The word that Rashi quotes is a Latin word. Says Rav Reuven Margolis, every single place there's a Lazei Rashi in Shas, or in his Pirush on Tanakh, the word is always Old French. One time, it's Latin. Says Rav Reuven Margolis, it can't be Rashi. Rashi, we know, didn't speak Latin. Rashi spoke Old French. Says Rav Reuven Margolis, that who is Rashi? So the Chaykrim Marin Shor, he says, I don't know, but Lulei de Mistafino, we know in the end of Masechtas Makis, we don't have Rashi. And who took over? Rashi's son-in-law, the Rivan. Says Rav Reuven Margolis, take a look in the end of Masechtas Rashi. There's one place where there's a Laz. And that one Laz word is also Latin. So the Rivan, we know, was a Mamala Makim for Rashi. We also know that he spoke Latin. So maybe it's shayach semeglach that the Pirush Rashi on Masechtas Horeis is the Rivam. But either way, his classic investigative raya that this is not Rashi from the fact that the one laz that we have over here is Latin, and every laz Rashi is not Latin. Every laz Rashi is Old French. To know this, you would have to, number one, be pretty smart, and number two, speak Old French and Latin, I think. But the bottom line is, this is Rabbi Margolis's raya as it relates to Rashi, as it relates to Tosfos not being Tosfos. So just to share something very interesting, and that is, there's a classic work that was written on Masechtas Horeis and other Masechtas as well that's known as the Be'er Sheva. Classic Ben Benoishal classic, right? Who is the Be'er Sheva? So the Be'er Sheva was Rabbi Yisachar Ber Eilenberg. He was a Talmud of the Lavush. He was a Talmud of the Sma. If you look at his bio, it says he was also the Rebbe of the Baal Gedulei Truma, Rav in Italy for a short period of time. But the Be'er Sheva is one of the great, great Achroinim, Kiyodua. The Sefer Be'er Sheva is called Be'er Sheva because it was written as a pirish on seven mesachtas. The seven mesachtas that he wrote on are Mesachtas Horeis, Mesachtas Tamid, the first parak of Mesachtas Krisus, which is considered one, even though it's not its own mesachta, the last parak of Mesachtas Krisus, parak Meshuach Melchama, and parak Egla Rufa in Mesachtas Saita, and parak Chelek. It's called Be'er Sheva because it's written on those seven. I said Mesachtas, but it's Mesachtas slash Prokim within Mesachtas. Horeis, Tamid, first Perek of Krisus, last Perek of Krisus, Perek Meshuch, Mecham, and Egla, Ruf, and Saita, which is six, and finally Perek Chelik, which is seven. In the Hakdama to his Sefer, he writes, why am I writing a Sefer Dafka on these seven Chalokim in Shas? He says, because those seven Chalokim have one thing in common, there's no Tosfos. And being that there's no Tosfos, I felt he nichu mokum ligdar, and the Be'er Sheva said, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to write a Pirush HaTosfos. Now he says, if you're going to look at my Pirush, you're going to see it's not Mamash HaTosfos. No, Palam Retshoin, and the pen is already open, and the parchment is already in front of you, so we're going to be Myrich a little bit. But this is what he writes. Now, it's interesting. He talks a little bit about how he came about this patent. Like, where did this Einfal come from? Hasher Heyer Einov, that he should go B'mokum Toisvis and he should write this Pirish. So he's very personal in this Hakdam. I'll just read one excerpt. He says, Ach zois hoysali hasibo litchik atzmi uli koneis lifnai v'lifnim mimchitzasi. Ki ein ba'ayin ro'isi siyate d'shmaya bekan ponim shoinim kashe hischalti lumoit im chaverim makshivim l'koili b'mesach desoiris. He said, I saw when I started teaching Mesach desoiris, I had a special siyate d'shmaya. Now, when did he start teaching Mesach desoiris? It was yoyma de mefagri behu rabbanon. It was at the time that the rabbanon were off, shekoirim ba'artzenu, and Ba'artzenu as well, Bein Hazmanim. That's what he says. He started teaching Horeis Bein Hazmanim. Velisha olal daiti, and when I did it, I never had a machshava. V'loy al machshavti klal lechaber shum dover olah. I never thought I was going to write a pirish. Ra'ak liyoyski garson nafshi l'tavo l'hashlum mesech t'tachas Bein Hazmanim. Says the Be'er Sheva was Bein Hazmanim, and he wanted to learn a Masechta. And the reason he wanted to learn a Masechta was Kadesh Uchal Shalim is Nidri im Yigmar Hashem Badi Lilmoy Kol Shas. Because I made a Ned at HaKadosh Baruch Hu that one day I'm going to finish Shas. And I figured it's Bein Hazmanim now. Let me chapa write something. Ubacharti Liskulasi Masechta Sairius. So I said, let's learn Harius. It's a short Masechta, right? How many people have made a mistake where they tried to sit down and learn Masechta Sairius, like on a long flight there at Yisrael or something, right? Or on a Shavuos night. And then you open up Horeis and you're like, you know, I think Bava Basra might be easier. But the bottom line is, said the Be'er Sheva, he sat down Bein Hazmanim and he started learning Horeis and he had a siyata de shmaya, so he started writing on it. And then from there, he came to this Einfal. He saw there's not a lot on Horeis. Let me write on something else that there's also not a lot on. And he picked the seven chalokim and shas v'yusin nishtok kain toisvis, and that's what he wrote. Now, it's actually interesting because if you look on your Gemara, you refer to Exhibit A, there is a Tosfos. Now, the Tosfos is a little bit different. It's on the bottom, right? It doesn't have the same tzura. Also, on most Gemaras, there's a little bit of a hakdama that this Tosfos comes from Rebbe Leo, Ben Rabbi Avram, Halevi, and Tignun. So there's a whole shtickle Torah here. I heard from Rebbe Ephraim Kanefogel, who's the big bucky in all things Bali Tosfos, we've quoted him in the past. So he said that what's unique about Mesachtas Horeis is that the Tosfos of Mesachtas Horeis came from the German Bali Tosfos. So we know that the Bali Tosfos were yeshivas, and they were in France and in Germany, respectively. Every single Tosfos that we have comes from the French Bali Tosfos, which is why they're all the Enoch L'Chav Rashi, who was French. Rabbeinu Tam, and the Ri, and the Rashmi Shans, and the Rashbam, Ki Yodua. There are two mesechtes. There are two mesechtes where the Tosfos on the mesechta comes not from the French Bali Tosfos, but from the German Bali Tosfos. One is mesechta Soita, the other one is mesechta Sirius. But either way, the Be'er Sheva, Rabbi Yisachar Ber Eilenberg, clearly did not have a Tosfos on mesechta Sirius. Even our Tosfos on mesechta Sirius is clearly a little bit different. There's a manashtana that needs to be asked as it relates to this Tosfos. Regardless, a little bit of history regarding Rashi mesechta Sirius, a little bit of history regarding Tosfos on mesechta Sirius. And with that brief introduction, we jump in to another Masechta in Shas.